Friday of the 22nd week of Ordinary Time. The first reading is 1 Corinthians 4, 1 to 5. Brothers and sisters, thus should one regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now it is, of course, required of his stewards that they be found trustworthy. It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. I do not even pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, do not make any judgments before the appointed time, until the Lord comes, for he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will manifest the motives of our hearts, and then everyone will receive praise from God. The word of the Lord. St. Paul here is addressing factions among the Corinthian community, some following Peter, others Apollos, and others Paul himself. St. Paul wants to make clear that we are all one in Christ, and everyone is serving Christ. And so he is the source and the point of unity. And the Lord wants us to live together in charity. And so he says, how do we regard then the shepherds as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God? The shepherds only pass on what they have received from Christ himself. They are only servants. But the people cannot dictate what the shepherds do or teach, because they answer the Lord, not the people. They must do what the Lord told them to do. Now, once they are sent to the people, they give themselves in love and they're willing to die for the people. They listen to the people in as much as their needs and how to help them, but in as far as the truth and the teaching, it comes from God. And so St. Paul says that he's not concerned in the least how he's being judged. And he wants to say with that also for the other shepherds, it shouldn't concern them in the least what people say. We should continue to teach the truth and seek the unity. And so that doesn't mean that a person does not have a special relationship with a particular shepherd. In fact, a few verses following, in verse 15 of the same chapter 4, St. Paul says, for though you might have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers. Indeed, in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. And so it is healthy and good to have a good relationship with a shepherd and consider him your spiritual father. What is wrong is go from there to criticize and to cause division in the community. Now let us go to the gospel. Is Luke 5, 33 to 39. The scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, the disciples of John the Baptist fast often and offer prayers, and the disciples of the Pharisees do the same, but yours eat and drink. Jesus answered them, can you make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then they will fast in those days. And he also told them a parable. No one tears a piece of new cloak to patch an old one. Otherwise, he will tear the new, and the piece from it will not match the old cloak. Likewise, no one pours a new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled, and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine must be poured into fresh wineskins. And no one who has been drinking old wine desires new. And he says, the old is good. The Gospel of the Lord. How difficult it is for us to truly be transformed in Christ. And so Christ now presents himself as the bridegroom. And so he's not just a friend, he's not just a teacher, and we are the disciple who learns a few lessons. We're marrying him. And so we're no longer two, but one in his sacrifice of love. As that happens, it goes even further than marriage as a sacrament on earth, because the bridegroom is God himself. And as we are united with him, our whole being must be fulfilled and transformed in the truth, in the spirit. It is such an amazing transformation that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and the heart cannot even understand, St. Paul tells the Corinthians. Our conventions, our ways of thinking, our way of interpreting words has to be let go. And this is a lifelong journey, and it is painful. We have to learn to die to ourselves. Words are so misused. How many politicians speak about beautiful things, about justice, about feeding the poor? Even the word mercy can be so abused. The killer of Orlando, a few weeks ago, he said, in the name of the merciful God, just as he started killing people. And so, how do we truly come to understand what words mean? It's only through opening our hearts to Jesus Christ, and also having the help of brothers and sisters who can help us to bring us to the light, and that requires a lot of humility. And that is why Jesus is saying, you can't take the gospel, which is the new cloth, and put it into the old garments, because it's not going to take it. You see, the old man cannot do anything with the gospel. We need to become a new creation. We need to have our minds transformed. The same way the new wine cannot go into old wineskins, because the skins will burst. And so pray today, Lord, give us the grace to truly receive your Holy Spirit and have your mind, have your way of seeing things. May the Lord bless us, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.